First of all, thank God for giving me this opportunity to share his word. And secondly, I want to thank Pastor Charles for giving me this good time to share God's word. And tonight, I would like to draw our attention from the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 17. I will read from verse 11 to 13. Let me read. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. May God bless our reading scripture. Let me bow down before the Lord. Loving Father, we thank you so much for remembering us till today. And thank once again for allowing us getting together in thy name. As I am going to deliver now thy word, may thy Holy Spirit speak to us. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. As we see, I keep the title A God Who Remember after the prophet Malachi. God did not send any new message for about 400 years. These are called the silent year. It may have seemed like God was not speaking, but he had not forgotten his people. John the Baptist's parents lived during the time of King Herod, a foreign ruler played over Judea by the Roman. This saw that Israel was under foreign control, and the royal authority had left the tribe of Judah. This fulfilled the prophecy in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10, which said the Messiah would come when Judah lost its rule. Although David's royal line had faded, it was about to rise again to Jesus. The theme is God is faithful and use ordinary people. The New Testament begin with Zechariah, a priest, and his wife Elizabeth. They were good people, but had no children, and were now too old. Still, God had a plan. He was about to do something amazing to them. God's faithfulness in dark times, verse 5 to 7. I will not read the scripture. This story happened in the time of Herod during a very difficult time. We know that Herod is a wicked king. The people of Israel were under Roman rule, and many felt like God had forgotten them. Spiritually, it was a dark time. God had not sent a prophet for over 400 years. People were waiting for hope, and at the same time waiting for a savior. The Bible told us that Zechariah and Elizabeth were good and faithful people. At the same time, the scripture demonstrated that they were righteous before God. They followed God's commands. They were brought both right in God's eye, truly faithful and sincere. God accepted them because they were genuinely devoted to him. It is a great blessing when a husband and wife love and serve God together. Everyone should live to please God, but it is especially important for priests and their wife. Their good example can guide others and bring joy to those they serve. They live in obedience to all God's command and follow his way faithfully. Zechariah and Elizabeth were old and had no children. The Bible says children are a gift from God. But sometimes people who love God don't have children, even if they want them. Meanwhile, some who don't follow God have many children. God sometimes makes his people wait a long time for a blessing. And when it comes, it is very special. We can see many examples in the Bible, like Isaac, Jacob, Samson, Samuel, and John the Baptist himself were born after long waiting. Their but saw God's special gift. Even when things seem quiet and hopeless, God was working behind the scenes. He was getting ready to send John the Baptist, who will help bring Jesus into the world. The lesson we can learn from here is that when life feels that silence or hopeless, God is still working. Just because we don't see God moving right away does not mean he has forgotten us. Like with Zechariah and Elizabeth, God often does his greatest work in quiet and unexpected way. So we should stay faithful like Zechariah and Elizabeth. The same time, we should believe that God's timing is perfect. Zechariah and Elizabeth had to wait many years, but God had a bigger plan for their life. Trust that his plan for our life is still unfolding, even when we cannot see it yet. God provident in daily faithfulness. Verse 8 to 10. I will not read the Bible. And if we read 8 to 10, we see that Zechariah was serving and choosing by lot. Zechariah was a priest who was doing his regular duty at the temple, and nothing unusual, just part of his job. And this particular day, he was chosen by lot to go into the temple and burn incense. And here we see that they use lot. Using lots help avoid favoritism and show that their service was God's calling. This was not just luck. God had a special plan for him that day. Even though it seemed like an ordinary day, God used that moment to do something amazing. He sent an angel to tell Zechariah that he and his wife will have a baby, John the Baptist, who will prepare the way of Jesus. So Zechariah's faithful service in his everyday work became the setting for God's big plan. The lesson we can learn from here is be faithful in our daily tasks. God often walks through our regular routine job ministry. At the same time, we can learn here that God sees and uses ordinary faithfulness. Even when it feels like nothing big is happening, our daily obedience matter to God's. Trust God's timing. Zechariah may have thought It was just another day, but God had a divine appointment plan. So we should stay ready and available, like Zechariah. When we serve faithfully, we put ourselves in a place where God can meet us and use us. Verse 11 to 17, God's message of hope and fulfillment. I'll not read the scripture again. If we read verse 11 to 17, something very important happened here. An angel appeared to Zechariah while he is serving in the temple. This angel is Gabriel. Gabriel visit break 400 years of silence from God. For a long time, there were no new message from God, so this is a big deal. Gabriel tells Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth will have a son, even though they are old and have not been able to have children. Here the angel said, "Your prayer has been heard." Even though Zechariah and Elizabeth were old and may have stopped praying for a child, God remembered their prayer from long ago. Here we see that God never forgets faithful prayers, even if the answer comes much later. The scripture informs us that concerning John the Baptist, John the Baptist, he will have a special mission, and the Bible lists his mission. I just want to point out some. First of all, he will turn people's hearts back to God. And secondly, he will help people get ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And thirdly, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit and have the same power, full spirit as Elijah, a great prophet from the Old Testament. And here the lesson we can learn again is God keeps his promises. Even when it seems like things will not come as they expected. Sometimes we may feel like God is silent or far away, but he is always working behind the scene. Just like Zechariah and Elijah waited a long time for a child, we might be waiting on God for something too. So we should remember that we should not give up our prayer. We should be faithful like Zechariah and Elizabeth. God has a purpose for each of us, just like he had a special plan for John the Baptist. We should be ready to listen and obey when God speaks to us. And my final point, God's power in human weakness. Just now we share about the condition of Zechariah and his wife. They were faithful to God and lived obedient life, but they had a deep sadness. They could not have children, and they were already very old. In their culture, being childless was often seen as a shame. Though that was not always true, from a human point of view, their situation seemed hopeless. But God gave them a son, John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus. This showed that God's power is not limited by human weakness. In fact, God often walked to witness to show his strength. Their inability to have children also picture Israel's spiritual dryness. Just as their womb was empty, The people's heart were empty and in need of God. So God sent John to prepare the way, showing that new spiritual life was on the way. Here the key truth is their spiritual witness example, old age and barrenness saw God's thanks. God brings life where there is none and hope where there is despair. God often uses those the world see as too weak or too late. We may feel too weak or forgotten, but God loves to use people who feel that way. Our weakness does not stop him. Rather, it gives him a chance to show his strength. When we feel forgotten, let us think about Zechariah and Elizabeth. They waited for years and may have even lost hope. But God did not forget them. As the right term, he did something quicker than they ever expected. The name Zechariah means God's remember. This showed that even when nothing seemed to be happening, God has not forgotten his promise or his people. The same time, God's silence is not his absence. When God seems quiet, it does not mean he is gone. He is still present and working, even if we cannot see it. So, my dear brother and sister in Christ, let us keep praying and obeying God and doing what is right, even if nothing seems to change. And here faith means trusting God even when we don't see it yet. At the same time, trusting God's timing. Delay are not denial. I like very much this one. Trusting God's timing. Delay are not denial. Even I myself, sometimes when I pray to God and ask something, when I don't see the result, sometimes I'm disappointed. But here the word of God tells us that delay are not denial. God is the God who is working in his own time. Let us remember that God is a faithful God who keeps his promise. Not only that, but also he remembers the prayer of all his children. May God bless us all. Thank you so much.